Talk some college football. We're joined right now by the head football coach at the University of Houston. Second season as Cougars head coach. He led Houston to a bowl game last season. Houston's out quickly. They're 2-0 this season, and they're at Texas Tech on Saturday. We are joined by Cougars head coach, Major Applewhite. Major, so good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Joe?
Doing great. Major, nice to visit with you. Thank you. You're coming off a 45-18 win over Arizona on Saturday. You guys look great. You jumped out to a 31-0 lead. So let me start right there. What does a blowout win against a big-time program like Arizona mean for both you and your program?
Well, it's tremendous. I mean, it just goes to show that our conference, the American Athletic Conference, you saw it last year with Central Florida. You saw it with us years previous, Memphis as well. It's a great brand of ball that we play, and sometimes those titles and those kind of hashtags in terms of conference and P5 and all that kind of stuff, it gets thrown out the window once you kick it off.
Major Applewhite joining us. Now, Derek King had a huge day. He passed for 4 touchdowns. He rushed for a couple of more in Saturday's win. I know you've got high expectations for him, but how impressed were you with him, and especially given that he's running a new offense?
Well, it's his relationship with Coach Briles, and Kendall's done a great job with him. And Derek, unfortunately, came in as a quarterback but had a lot of injuries. He wasn't able to go through some spring practices and fall camps as a quarterback all the way through. And he made it through all of our spring practices, all of our fall camp. And Coach Briles has done a tremendous job with him and the offense. And he's the kind of guy, Jim, that just dials into everything you say. He is locked in. He's a competitor. He's one of those guys that you're blessed to coach.
Major, I'm glad you brought up the intangibles and talk about how competitive he is, because I've also heard you talk about that when it came to recruiting him, you knew that he was a good person because you met with his parents, and then you started to dig a little bit further and you talked to other people who had played with and against him in high school. In terms of him being a competitor, what did you learn about him as you were recruiting him?
Well, being a 5'11" quarterback myself and then also recruiting one, you just see their intentions, their heart, their eyes. And he's got a giant chip on his shoulder, and he was just respected throughout the city. And, Jim, my mom, she taught first grade for 45 years, and she told me if I can give you one piece of advice in recruiting is understand that apple trees make apples. And when you go into a home, you study those parents, and you see what they're all about, because that's what their kid's going to be about. And, met his parents, met his family, and I was like, I love these people. This guy's a tremendous competitor, whether he plays quarterback, wide receiver, or whatever, and all he needed was a shot. And he just needs to keep being himself, which is a humble and hungry guy.
Houston head football coach Major Applewhite is my guest. And then we had Ed Oliver on the program recently, Major, and I had him on, and you and I have talked about him in the past, but as you've had a chance to spend more and more time with him, what is it about Ed Oliver that makes him such a unique player?
His energy. His energy, and he just, sounds corny, but he's just got a zest for life. Man. I mean, he loves to be around teammates. He loves football. He loves challenges. He loves people saying he can't do this or he's not the best at this. And, there's a lot of similarities between he and Derek, our quarterback, as well. I mean, just that fire that you want to see in your competitors.
The thing also, Major, that's really impressive to me about Ed Oliver is when you talk to him, that the NFL, although that's very much a part of his future, it's something that he views as a long way off, and that the only thing that really seems to matter to him right now is a conference championship and a New Year's bowl game. So when you've got a star player like Oliver who's focused on a goal like that, how much does that impact the rest of the team?
Tremendously. And he wants to do it. He wants to leave a mark. He understands that there's things beyond the University of Houston and his experiences here, but he wants to leave a lasting mark, and he's very prideful in his city and his set and where he comes from, and that's something that he's put his mind completely on. And like you said, other guys feed off of that. They feel that energy, and they're right there along with him because they're thinking, shouldn't he be thinking about first round? Shouldn't he be thinking about Heisman? And he's like, no, we've got a conference championship to win, but more importantly, we've got Texas Tech this weekend on the road.
Talking about Texas Tech, as you get ready for them and they're on the road, what concerns you the most about them as a team?
Well, they're a difficult team to play out there, and it's our first true road trip. We had an away game, but that was, intercity rival, right? So this is the first time that we're going on the road. It's a tremendous environment. It's a great place to play as an away opponent. But it's just for our guys understanding 4 quarters. It's always been that way. This will be the 7th time I've been out there as a player and a coach, and every one of those games goes 4 quarters, and you've got to be prepared to fight 15 rounds. There is no such thing as an early knockout out there. They score a lot of points. You've got to be locked in for 3-4 hours.
We're talking to Major Applewhite. Cougars 2-0 so far, and they've got that big game coming up against Tech. You know, there's a notion in coaching circles that you can make huge improvements from week one to week two. So what did you see in your team from the first game to the second game, and then how do you build on that for the third game?
Well, we played better in the first half against Arizona than we did against Rice. And a lot of that's, you know, first game jitters, you know, just new experiences, things like that. So we played better in the first half against against Arizona. For us, it's like any other coach, putting together full quarters. But we talked to our team about it on Sunday. It's just, you know, continue to trust your process. We don't need to do anything different unless it's going to make us better. But just being deliberate. Where do we need to get better? Let's not sit here and just adore this Arizona tape. Let's watch it quickly, get it over with, get it off out of our system. And let's focus on the things that we need to do to be the best team this Saturday at 3 o'clock.
And then back in the spring, you talked about the fact that a mentor had told you that it might take 12 or 18 months before you really feel like it's your program. Is it an accurate statement in your mind, and does it feel like it is your program now?
I do. I think it has a lot to do, and not pointing fingers but in saying this, but it takes everybody a year to work together. It takes everybody a year. It takes, you know, the calendar, whether it's recruiting days, official visits, signing day, off season, spring practice, summer workouts. It takes an entire year to go through that calendar and create your expectations for each time of the year and each event that's coming around the corner. And I think everybody gets a feel for that. And as you go into your second year, this is where we had a pitfall, or this is where we can capitalize, we can make this even more successful than when we did it last year. So I think, a full calendar year, 18 months, something like that, it helps you feel more comfortable about what's coming around the corner, and people are able to do their jobs better.
Major Applewhite joins us for a few more moments. Now, when you took over, the players talked about the fact that you do not raise your voice very often, but when you do, it means something. You've made the point that when Mac Brown raised his voice, it would get your attention. What have you taken from Mac Brown that you've applied to your own head coaching style?
Well, just focus on the things that matter. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on in a building. There's a lot of things that a head coach can get his hands into if he wants to. You just got to be smart and understand where you need to focus your time. And where your time needs to be focused is on your players. And that is your job, is to raise young men that can graduate, get their degree, create earning power, and play great football and win championships in the process. So the second time around, a lot more time. I'm able to spend time with players throughout the day and see where I can help them and give them their resources to accomplish their goals. I mean, coaches, winning, schemes, and all those kind of things, I get it. I'm with you. But that's ultimately our job, is to give those young men every resource humanly possible to get the best degree, create earning power, and win championships. And don't make it any more complicated than that.
So then at the end of the day, and I talked to Carson Palmer about this, Major, earlier today, and as another quarterback, you can relate to this. He was talking about his brother, and I said, what is it about Jordan? And does he have a knack for the way he sees the game? And he said, you know what? Just because you play the game does not mean you can coach, and just because you can coach does not mean you can teach. So in your opinion, how much of being a head coach is about teaching the game of football, and then how much of that is about developing relationships and then motivating your players?
It's more of the latter. You know, it's more about the teaching. Football is not very complicated. You know, we make it complicated as coaches. Keep it very simple. Work on the person. You know, work on the discipline that you have to have each and every day. Work on the work ethic. Work on the belief system, them believing in themselves, developing confidence, and they'll start executing that play better.
Let me finally ask you this. I mean, you're 1 year removed from Hurricane Harvey and the impact that it had on the city of Houston and on your program, and it meant that you had to evacuate the city, support your players who were dealing with it, and then when you come back, you organized trucks to take supplies to people who had survived. I know you're focused on Tech, but when you look back on that whole experience from last year, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Well, it's you know, one that I feel very fortunate and blessed to it not affect my family as much as it did people around us in our city. At the same time, it makes you feel very prideful to live in a city that works the way they did to bring everybody back on their feet again. And, you know, you see this getting ready to happen, you know, on the East Coast right now. And, you know, your heart goes out to people that are getting ready to have tremendous life changes. But it showed me a lot about our players, showed me a lot about our staff, and incredible, you know, our city, just the way our city reached out to each other and helped each other through this. That's the big lesson. That's what I hope our players learned as well.
Covering an awful lot of ground. So you've got Houston coming off a really, really nice win over Arizona. Next challenge, Texas Tech on Saturday. The Cougars are 2-0, and they're coming off a bowl game last season. Their head coach, Major Applewhite, my guest. Major, so good to get caught up. I appreciate your time this week, and it's really nice to have you on the show, and I appreciate that relationship. Thank you.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me again, Jim. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. Great talking to you, Major. Thank you very much. Major Applewhite. he's got just a way about him, right? He's very, very calming and like soothing almost. Like he very, very cerebral, obviously, but tough-minded and extremely competitive. And he definitely has a way about him. I thought that was a great hire at Houston, and they're out quickly. They're 2-0, coming off a big win over Arizona. Arizona might be out of sorts, but one of the reasons they're out of sorts is because that beatdown Houston laid on them. Next up, Texas Tech.